is IAAF Radio.
We've had 4 days of phenomenal competition from the 2016 IAAF World Indoor Athletics Championships here at the Convention Center in Portland, Oregon. So much to discuss with the team and so many highlights. Ronald, very difficult to pinpoint because, as I said, we've had a tremendous 4 days. But what for you, or who for you, has really impressed?
I think the what it would be the sprints. I think the manner in which Trayvon Bromell powered his way to world indoor gold here in the 60 meters on day two of the championships, on the first day of the track sessions, was really impressive. 6.47 seconds. We had the whole narrative. Would it be the experience of Kim Collins or Asafa Powell coming to the fore? Could Asafa Powell end his global championship heartbreak? The fact that he's not come away with a global title. He looked imperious in the heats and the semis, 6.44 twice during the course of the day. Everybody thought this is a real opportunity for Powell. Can he get it done? Can he finally hear Jamaica land we love standing on top of the global podium? But Trayvon Bromell, the emerging talent, had other ideas, and it was he who seized the mantle, producing a lifetime best in a race of this magnitude, just beginning to fulfill the immense promise that he showed as a teenage athlete. Remember, he's got that world outdoor bronze over the 100 from last year. But all of those things being put together at a home world championships for him, for me, that's the individual highlight.
And for you, Connie, we have been entertained by some truly phenomenal competition in the field events. It's a very difficult question to pose to you, but what has been your highlight over the last 4 days here in the convention centre?
Well, I'm going to cheat a little, Sam. I'm going to go for the heptathlon and pentathlon. There are field events in those two events as well. Because, you know, what I think was fantastic was the human interest story here. I know world-class athletics needs great performance, but it also needs great stories. And look at that. A husband and wife multi-event team. King and queen of the multi-events here in Portland, in their hometown. They both take gold medals, both in world leads, and it's a fantastic story, and by all accounts, both wonderful people. It's a beautiful story for world-class athletics and a great way for these World Indoor Championships to really sort of send a message to the world.
John, you've been talking us through the long distances over the last 4 days or so. Who's been the star of the show for you?
I'll tell you what I have enjoyed. Just a little under 2 years ago, we were down the road in Eugene, weren't we, Sam? And we were watching the next generation of athletes at junior level. We've now seen quite a few of them. We've mentioned Trayvon Bromell come through after winning those titles to produce on the world stage with the seniors. And my highlight is Yomif Kejelcha of Ethiopia, just 18 years old, who won the title in Eugene at junior level, but has come here and you know, 18 years old, but he's really been a man about his preparation, his race. It was very mature, it was aggressive, it was strong. He kept some incredibly big names at bay, and for me, I'm delighted to just watch the progression of these athletes, and he sums that up.
Rajay Murdoch has been our reporter trackside, gauging all the reaction from the athletes. You've had a fantastic position there to speak to all the competitors over the last 4 days. Who's impressed? Who have you enjoyed interviewing, Rajay?
Well, definitely I must say the young sensation from Jamaica, Omar McLeod, having won the men's 60-meter hurdles a while ago, was definitely an highlight performance for me. To see the young man coming here at his first World Indoor Championship and to put on a world leading performance of 7.41 seconds to claim gold was definitely an astounding moment for me to witness.
This is IAAF Radio.
Tyson Eaton, the crowd are on their feet. She's just got there first. Tyson Eaton has won the gold in the pentathlon with a simply sensational final 800 meters.
To do it here, you know, in Oregon where I train and where I've lived for the last 8 years, really cool. Like, my whole family and all my friends are here, so that was really awesome.
Whitney Reese is on the run-up. This is going to be very, very interesting.
off with her right foot. Hands are flailing. Up nice and tall now. Attacks the board. It's an amazing jump. It's an amazing jump by Brittany Richard. The crowd can hear the reaction. You can never write this woman off. She is an incredible performer. She comes out and brings the gold every single time.
Jump 722. I'm just blessed and honored to be here. I worked so hard to be here. I'm so happy right now.
I'm here with Thomas Walsh from New Zealand. 21.78 to take gold at the World Indoor Championships. Tell us about your performance tonight.
I'm really happy, you know. New PB, new EO record. And I kept going as well. After I had one good throw, I just kept the ball rolling, which was really good.
Wait, first time, and it's a brilliant start. Oh, there's a stagger in the middle, and it's carnage for the USA. We're going very well on the inside. Brianna Rollins dashing for the line, and Nia Ali has been given it.
I'm just blessed, you know, all glory to God. I'm totally blessed.
Second attempt for Yulimar Rojas. She fouled on the first, but if she can nail a big one here, that one, well, she got just about enough on it. And it's 14-41, and that is enough for the lead.
Dong is on his way, massive foot speed. He hits the board. It's a beautifully balanced jump. Is it going to be a jump? Is it going to count? Is the white flag gone up as well?
14-33.
I mean, he's really sealed this competition.
Berrien desperately tries to cling on. Bala stumbles, and it might mean that Berrien will cling on. It's a mistake by the Qatari athlete, and Berrien has won it from start to finish.
I just did my game plan usually. Stay up front and hold it. Stay there as long as I can and kick.
Michelle Carter, she slides back and she gives it everything. It's a massive pass. Oh, it lands at the circle, and it really is very big. You can hear the crowd. 20 metres and 21 centimetres. Michelle Carter has been absolutely incredible today. She has brought a gold medal home in the women's shot put for America.
It's awesome to compete here at home on a world stage. It's the first time I compete at a major world championship at home, and I'm excited.
Adekoya is holding her form and looking very strong. And now all of a sudden, Hayes is going backwards, trying to dart through on the inside. It's your second American, but it's the line broken by Kemi Adekoya. Really brave piece of running.
Well, I'm really, really happy tonight that I achieved my aim of coming to America. I achieved it. I'm really, really happy.
Maslak coming around the bend, and he's made his move. Tapling's in real trouble, and what a move from Maslak. He goes in front. He takes gold for the second consecutive championship.
Two times world championship indoor. So it's a dream.
Hassan kicks and then kicks again. Sayam doesn't look as if she's going to get back at her, and Hassan wins it for the Netherlands.
People are waiting for me to gold, but I'm so happy to win here.
Just listen to the noise inside this arena. Ashton Eaton behind Matthias Brugger crosses the line with a huge smile on his face. He's done it again.
Oh, it means a lot, man. I mean, where I was born, and now they get to see, like, hey, you're from Portland, Oregon. You can be gold medalist if you want.
Got to wait cleanly, Michelle. Liai going very well indeed. Barbara Pierre leading all of the athletes at the moment. Shipper trying to run through. Barbara Pierre broke the tape in first place.
Oh, my God, I'm feeling so awesome. I just feel like I needed to bring it home. I'm at home, so I feel like I needed to win. It was a must.
Kijelcha holds his pace, but here comes Jogé. Can he catch him in the final straight? Hill is there too. Kijelcha wins it. Neon Sharma throws her arms in the air, crosses in first place. It's a gold medal for Burundi.
I'm very happy to win and got a medal for my country.
It's been another fantastic run by Genzebe Dibaba, who takes the tape about 40 metres clear of the rest of the field.
I'm very happy. I won three times this indoor champion. I'm very happy.
Sechovic is poised. The crowd are going absolutely wild, hoping that the American can do it. It's going to be a finish to remember. Sechovic gets it.
Oh man, it was a dogfight out there, you know.
Crossing the line in first place to take the title for the third time is the USA. Poland in second, Romania in third. Way first time, and Omar McLeod got away very well indeed, and he's the first to rise. Pascal Martin Ødegaard with a lot of running to make up. Omar McLeod gets to the line first and breaks the tape to take gold for Jamaica.
I'm grateful, I'm happy, I cannot believe this. It's a surreal moment right now, but I'm definitely grateful and I'm happy.
As they come into the home straight for the final time, the USA They're going to take another gold medal, crossing the line in first place to take championship gold. It's the USA, Bahamas second, Trinidad and Tobago third.